Today is also the Deepavali. Deepavali, the word Deepavali literally means collection or multitude of lamps. Deepavali. Deepavali. Actually, today is the day when Lord Ramchandra returned to Ayodhya after 14 years of exile in the forest. In the meantime, Ravana kidnapped Sita Devi, so Lord Ramchandra killed Ravana after defeating him and his army and rescued Sita Devi. And then with Sita Devi, Lord Ramchandra came back to Ayodhya. Today is the day when he returned to Ayodhya. And the whole city was decorated with lamps. And that's why it is called Deepavali. With innumerable lamps, the city was decorated. And to greet Lord Ramchandra, or to celebrate the return of Lord Ramchandra. Unfortunately, in Bengal, they worship Kali on this day. For the Bengalis, this is the Kali Puja. They do not see the link between Deepavali and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Ramchandra's return to Earth. Unfortunately, they developed a culture of worshipping Kali on this day. Actually, Kali worship is not a business of a gentleman. Kali worship is meant for the people in the mode of economy. The Kali worship was performed generally by the dacoits and the tantrics. The dacoits, before they went to rob somebody, Jai Shri Shri Radha Madhava Shriman Mahaprabhu Shakhi Prendati. The dacoits, before going to rob somebody, would seek the blessings of Kali, so for their success. And that performing, imagine the dacoits used to live in the forest. And the Kali temples were in the depth of the forest. Or Kali used to be worshipped in the depth of the forest. In a new moon night, Amavasya, in pitch dark atmosphere when there was nobody around, Kali was worshipped, and animals and sometimes even human beings were sacrificed to her as a form of worshipping. So just from the culture you can see that it's not actually a business of the gentleman. And even Kali's form is so fierce. She has a chopper in her hand, and what is she doing? She's chopping everyone's head. And she becomes so wild in a frenzy of killing that she lost all her composure. Naturally, she lost all her composure. She lost her composure, and Krishna saw, Narayana saw, that the whole creation is coming to an end. If she continues to slaughter everybody like that, then the whole creation will come to an end. So there was a, they demigods actually approach the Lord. Now what to do now? How to stop her from this, from her frenzy? And then it was decided that Lord Shiva would lie on her way, and then she would step onto Lord Shiva's chest, and then she would come back to her senses, because Lord Shiva is her husband. And so when she realized that she, what did she do? She just stepped onto her husband's chest. For a woman, it's considered to be one of the most heinous offense. And so then, when she stepped onto Lord Shiva's chest, she came back to her senses. And as a result of that, out of shame, her tongue stuck out. See the lady of Kali. When she became so ashamed, oh my God, what did I do? So that is how she was actually stopped. Actually, who is Kali? Kali is Mahamaya. Kali is Krishna's external energy. Bohiranga Shakti. Krishna is describing this Maya as Mamamaya Durattva. The personification of the material nature. That is what Mahamaya is. The manifestation of Krishna's external energy is this material nature. And the personification of that energy is Mahamaya. Mahamaya has various forms. There are, generally, they are classified in two ways. Snigdha and Ugra. Snigdha means gentle. Like her form as Jagadhatri, Annapurna, the maintainer of the material nature, Annapurna, the reservoir of food, that she, Mother Nature, Mahamaya, is actually giving us all the food that we need. She is giving out. Jagadhatri, she is the maintainer of this nature. These are the Shnidha form of Maya. But the Ugra form of Maya is Chandi, Chamunda, Chinnamasta. They are terrible forms. Like Mother Nature has two aspects. In one hand, the Mother Nature is providing us with everything that we need. That is the gentle form of the Mother. She is giving us everything, all the food that we eat. Where are you getting them? We are getting them as a gift of Mother Nature. Mother is giving us the food. Mother is maintaining us in every way. But then the Mother has another form, which is devastating form. Nature sometimes becomes devastating. A few days back we saw what happened in Kashmir. In no time, millions of people were just annihilated. Just one earthquake. And in this way, Mother Nature sometimes becomes very distracted. Like another, in so many such incidents, tsunami. Just one wave, not very high wave, only 30 feet. Just wiped out so many. What to speak of wars? When there would be a war, world war, millions of people and I. We can't even imagine what will happen if the third world war takes place. With all these mass weapons for mass destruction. Just two bombs, atom bombs, this wiped out two cities in Japan, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And About 60 years back, the bombs that were used, they compared to the bombs that they have developed today, they're like two toys. Those atom bombs are like two toys that wiped out two cities. Now, if they drop these bombs that they have in their arsenal today, we can't even imagine what. So these is the Ugra form of Mother Nature. Actually, what is Kali? Kali is the form of Third World War. So she will appear in the form of Third World War. They use firecrackers to worship Kali. When she becomes active, the firecracker won't work. It will be nuclear weapons that will be. We'll be hearing the sound. We don't even hear the sound. Before we even hear the sound, we'll be wiped out. We'll be finished. So this is how devastating Mother Nature can be, and that is her form as Kali. People, those who are worshipping her, they don't actually know, they don't have any understanding. They're inviting, come, come. And in this way we can see what they're actually inviting. Their reckless activities are inviting their destruction. Mother Nature is not going to tolerate for very long. All the sinful activities, all the unnecessary exploitation of Mother Nature that is going on is inevitably going to lead to a mass destruction. Anyway, in a way it is good to realize that how dangerous, how precarious the condition of this world today, because then we will become more inclined to take shelter of Krishna. Because the world situation is so precarious, so dangerous, that nothing can actually save us. Nothing can save us. No government can save us. No benevolent organization can save us. Nothing can actually save us from this dangerous condition. The only personality, the only one who can save us from this extremely precarious condition is Krishna, who has appeared in this age as His holy name. Therefore, all we can do is just take shelter of the holy name and carry on rendering our devotion. That's the only option we have left for us. And this is the only shelter. Krishna can save. Krishna will save. Those who take shelter of the holy name, Krishna will save. How Krishna will save them, that is, He knows. We don't have to worry about it. We should have the implicit faith that if we take shelter of the holy name, Krishna will save us. It is guaranteed. In this age, Krishna has manifested Himself as His holy name, and if we take shelter of the holy name, Krishna will give us all. One of the aspects of devotional service is avashyarakshite Krishna vishvashpalana. To have implicit faith that Krishna will protect. Krishna will protect. So let's take shelter of Krishna, not worry about it. What they are doing, what the demons are doing to this world today, that's their business. But what we can do is just to take shelter. And Krishna protects His devotees. If we take shelter of Krishna, if we become His devotees, Krishna will protect. Because that's His nature, that's His business. Bhakta Vatsa. Krishna will protect His devotees. The demons will try to persecute the devotees, to cause distresses to the devotees, but Krishna will protect him. So many wonderful examples. Like Prahlad Maharaj. Krishna protected him. Haridas Thakur. There are so many such instances. Even today, we get to know so many devotees have been protected in so many wonderful ways by Krishna. It will be nice to record them, like our ISKCON devotees. So many devotees have so many experiences of being protected by Krishna. Anyway, I'll go back to today's verse. Page 18.